Everybody, welcome back to the Story Behind Podcast. Today's episode is about my latest single, Sign of the Times, and I wanted to write a song that was giving us hope for the future. The things that we've seen, the last song, Rage Inside, that was released, was actually written and demoed at the same time as Sign of the Times. I have the email that I sent to my brother that included both demos, and that's how it would happen, is a lot of times I would write a song, I would demo it, and then I would send it over to get his opinion and his thoughts. And that email, that time frame was actually me writing Rage Inside and Sign of the Times concurrently. Songs that were very different from each other, obviously. But it's the wrestling that happens in me. And then there's not a better example. And what's crazy is that it wasn't necessarily my intention to release them back to back. But when I started to build the calendar out of the songs I wanted to release and the songs that will ultimately be on the full-length album, the first full-length album, I was like, I got to get Sign of the Times out. And I didn't necessarily intend to release Rage Inside yet, but I wanted to coincide with the Friday the 13th release. And then Sign of the Times is also a Friday the 13th. So it's kind of cool how those things came together. But Sign of the Times is written from, it's taken from Matthew 24, the words of Christ about the coming of the Son of Man and the signs of the times of the end of the age. And there's also parallel chapters in Luke chapter 21, which is where the chorus comes from. That's literally where it says, look up to the clouds, lift up your heads and look up because your redemption draws near. That's Luke 21 and then Mark 13. There's also other verses in the Bible that are cited throughout the song. But if you read those three chapters, I encourage you to, actually. Even if you're not a Christian and you come across this podcast, I encourage you to read those chapters of the Bible because it will bring a lot of clarity with what's going on in the world. Rumors of wars, famine, pestilence, the love of many growing cold, brother turning against brother, earthquakes and increasing hostility and volatility in our culture, in our world, those things are all around us. And I was feeling the weight and rage inside was a reaction to the things that I was feeling. Sign of the Times is the song that I wrote to be a comfort to the rage, a comfort to the things that bother me so much, and hopefully a comfort to those who might listen to it, who wrestle with the same things that I wrestle with. And, this song was originally demoed and written in a matter of hours, with the exception of I came up with the original melody for the chorus, and I decided that it wasn't going to work with the direction I was going. But I liked that melody, and you now know that melody as the guitar lick in Under Your Spell, which is a song I released back in October. The guitar line, was originally what the chorus was. It was supposed to be, lift up your heads, focus your eyes, redemption is nearer if you realize. Nearer than you realize, I think is what the lyrics were originally. And when I was writing the song and the rhythm that I came up with, that phrasing and stuff didn't work anymore. So I decided to change it to what is now the chorus, which is, lift up your head and fix your eyes. So I liked that little melody line, and I ended up right after finishing Sign of the Times, writing Under Your Spell. And that guitar line was the starting point of Under Your Spell, which is kind of cool how all those ideas get resurrected for, you know, and Rage Inside, the most recent single, was an example of that as well. A song from when I was like 15 years old, the guitar riff being used. And Sign of the Times, you can actually take almost every lyric and find a corresponding Bible verse that inspired the lyric. And I'm hoping to actually put together like a little compendium or citation list of all of the loose scripture references or cross references for all the different verses and the things that I'm referring to in the song. And I hope that it's a comfort and an encouragement to people when they hear it. When I first recorded the demo, I remember I thought I had hit on something. And my brother says, he talks about it often. He says, you sent these songs, Rage Inside and Sign of the Times, in the same email as demos, because I wrote them at the same time. And you kind of were just like, oh, by the way, I wrote these songs And I honestly wasn't sure if he would like them at the time. Because I just, you know, when you're in the thing and you're just writing and recording and laying demos down, and I was in the flow at this point. This is when I was writing a couple songs a week. And right around the time where the writing started to pour out of me, you know, in the beginning, there was a lot of struggle to get the songs out. I would have an idea, I would have this, and then my brother would come in and finish the song, or he would take my initial idea and just completely run with it. And then we would come together and collaborate and finish the song. But this, right around this time, with Rage Inside, Sign of the Times, and then ultimately Under Your Spell, etc., things started to proliferate, is that the word? And I started to write multiple songs a week, and they were all different from each other, and they all sounded different styles and genres and everything, and I was just in the flow as a creative. And I just sent these songs kind of discreetly, didn't even like make a big deal about it, and he was like, I think these might be some of your best songs you've ever written. And he really was moved by the song, and I remember listening to the demo in my car when it got to the bridge, which is when it starts to talk about the fact that Christ is going to come and he's going to make everything right. The people that have died in Christ are going to rise again, and we're going to have eternal life, and we're going to meet him in the clouds, and all of those things that are prophesied in the scriptures about the end times and Christ's return, and the hope that comes from that, and the fact that we're going to get to see him as he is, and we're going to see him face to face, and we're going to get to worship with every nation and tribe and kindred and tongue, and all people who have placed their trust in Christ will come together, and every knee will bow. Even those who did not believe in Jesus will bow to him as the Lord of all things, and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord, whether they believed him before his return or not. That doesn't mean that everyone will be saved, but what it is saying is that everyone, just like it says in the book of James, that even the demons believe and tremble, no one is going to be able to be indifferent to Jesus and who he is and his lordship. You either come under it, surrender to it, or he comes and rules and conquers, and you are then set apart from him. So the return of Christ is, to those who are saved, it is a hope. It is something to look forward to. But if you are not a believer, it's a warning that he's coming back, and you need to be right with him so that he, when he comes for his bride, it talks about the church of Christ being his bride, when he comes to call us into the place that he prepared for us, you want to have placed your faith, hope, and trust in his completed work on the cross and in the resurrection, and the fact that someday we are promised to be resurrected. And so the same event, which can be a sign of hope for believers, can be a sign of terror for unbelievers. And that's what the song Sign of the Times is kind of talking about, is look at all the things around you. You think that this is just, the world is just going to eventually get better, everything's going to calm down. No, it actually says in the scriptures that, at least for my eschatology, that things are going to continue to get worse and worse. And then the end will come. This song, I hope when people listen to it, they hear the seed of hope that's in there. Even though it's talking about all the things that are happening, the fact that people are lovers of themselves, corrupt, they are warring with each other, there's anger, there's immorality, there's violence all throughout the world, that ultimately there is one who is going to come set things right. And he calls us to look up and to be ready for when his return, and it's imminent, which means it could happen at any moment. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow, but it does say that we should live as though we're ready for it to come at any point. And I have never really written a song like this before, getting into this level of depth. But I figured I was writing a lot of things true to myself, true to what I was feeling, maybe alienating some people, and how better to do that than by taking a position, writing a song about my specific eschatology and my views on end times, based on my understanding of Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. So anyway, thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope it encourages you, and I hope you check out Sign of the Times on all digital platforms. Also, stay tuned. I'll be releasing an EP of the first six releases called the Rebirth EP to revisit some of my first six releases. That'll be coming out in April on the 1 year anniversary of the return of my music career. It'll be the 1 year anniversary of when Reborn was released, April 21st, 2026. I also have another song coming out in April on April 10th. So I really am trying to stick to this monthly release schedule, and I hope you'll stick it out with me and you'll commit to giving me 5 minutes of every month, but to listen to my songs as they get released. And if you'd like to support me, you can do that in a number of ways. You can use Venmo at Jeff Desiato Music. You can use Cash App, Jeff Desiato Music, or on Buy Me a Coffee, which is a recurring platform that allows you to kind of be a subscribing member or a patron, as it were, and you can give a small amount every month. So if you want to throw me $2 a month or $3 a month, you can do that, and you'll be in line for when I do a physical release, which I'm hoping to do tentatively on the first of the year. It'll be a physical CD, a limited edition, limited run physical CD of 12 songs from my first year and a half, called Reborn. And anyway, that's all I have for you. Come back next time and check out the music everywhere music is provided.
Sides are clear of the nation's worry, ways are roaring, hearts of men filled hate from fear. Brother to the against brother, woe to the young mothers in those days. Many fall away. You better watch and pray that you may be worthy to escape. Lift up your head. This will deceive. Many are offended by the one who descended to bring relief. All nations rise again.